This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Well, I teased you, Super Don, about flying to south of California next year. I hope you'll prep and be ready because there's a lot of nasty diseases floating on those airplanes.
Man, weird stuff going on with planes over the last 48 hours.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
We might have to take trains and automobiles now. Hopefully John Candy can come back and protect us from the big baddies. Well, what are those big baddies? They're actually little. They're microbes and they're pathogens. And the germ theory is all the rage again in the mainstream media as they're promoting this agenda of the flu is going to kill you. You better get your flu shot because, look, it's coming from Abu Dhabi. It's coming from Dubai. It's coming from Mecca.
Mecca.
Yeah.
Mecca.
Yeah. Right? But now it's
the Mecca flu.
But not, the Mecca flu. Mecca Streisand flu. That's it. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got to put a perspective on this as they're trying to freak you out, obviously, to drive your arms into the loving needles of Big Pharma, right? Or the nasal spray version that they say is coming back out. And either case, maybe 20% successful. If they define success in any way that means anything to your health, it would be to be successful at reducing your immune response, not enhancing it. But 12 people on flights to Philadelphia have flu-like symptoms. Big news on American Airlines now. Not in Air Emirates or anything. Now it's like, oh, it's come home, folks. You're in America listening. Be afraid. Be very afraid. So 12 passengers on international flights that landed at Philly International Airport that was yesterday. They're showing these flu-like symptoms. So what do we do here with this information, Super D? It's not like every day somebody's going to be sick on an airplane. In fact, probably many people are. Why now is it making headlines? Really? This is news? This tells me there's a concerted propaganda effort for a specific fear-inducing outcome. Am I a conspiracy theorist here?
Well, you know, look, I'm probably the one guy, and I know it irritates a lot of people. I run the other direction from a lot of these conspiracy theories, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You got to convince me more than just look. But I'll tell you, one thing we've talked about over the years is, for me, personally, is I have noticed these just bizarre patterns that just come out of nowhere. And I look at these patterns and I go, okay, so What statistically speaking, how probable is it that this could happen coincidentally? And I'm not a mathematician, but I just think logic, common sense.
Yeah.
These things just don't seem to make sense. So we had just the other day, both in the same day, you had the JFK incident with the Emirates flight. You had another incident in France. So, two planes, evacuation, it was flu. In the JFK one and cholera in the France one.
Right.
So then the next day, now we've got American Airlines in Philadelphia, and then we've got another one. We've got Southwest Airlines,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
In these flights to Texas, where now they're saying, oh, shoot, the measles.
Right.
Oh, people might be getting the measles. So I'm like, four airplanes in 2 days, people being evacuated, quarantined, and in the time leading up to mm-hmm. these events on these 2 days, nothing.
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything about airplanes. How does that happen in just 2 days?
Well, it's easy. It's the cans. He hates the cans. Get away, everybody. Move away from the cans. He's shooting the cans. Remember that, Maven R. Johnson, the jerk?
Oh.
Right?
Like what cans?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. No, the tin cans, the flying tin
okay.
cans. Somebody
right.
hates the flying right. tin cans, and obviously somebody wants to do the airlines in. I really, there are better ways to do that. I think this is a concerted effort, once again, to put the fear of germs into people everywhere that are now waking up because they all listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show and heard me yesterday talk about the bogus germ theory and the law of the terrain. And my gosh, well, listen, folks, it's true. What?
Let's put the cherry on top of the germ theory sundae.
Okay.
Here, because as I said, you got four different airlines, four different airports, three or four different diseases that they're freaking people out about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lo and behold, here's a story about not airlines, but airports.
Ooh.
Where they're saying that in airports,
mm-hmm.
the security trade, because, you know, when you go to the airport now, as a result of 9/11, you've got to, you know, strip down naked and give a blood sample and all that crap and stuff, you know, to be able to get on an airplane. Well, one of the things you have to do is you have to go through the security checkpoint and you have to take off your shoes and your wallet and your keys and your belt and blah, 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 and put it into a plastic tray that they run through an X-ray machine, right? Well, they're saying here that the plastic trays going through security checkpoints have more germs on them than the toilets in the airport.
Wow.
So now they're freaking you out about not just what you might get on an airplane, mm-hmm. but the germs in the airport. And I'm just like, what is going on here? This is bizarre.
Well, maybe the TSA is indeed the cause of all disease on planet Earth, or at least those that are traveling through airplanes, because before you get on the airplane, you have to go through the trays of TSA for the most part. So it really could be argued that Congress made a big boo-boo. Unless they wanted everybody to get sick by mandating the outrageous and really not effective procedures at, you know, it's transportation security theater. We've talked about it. But in the meantime, forcing people to be exposed to things that could harm them. Now, let me add to this, because one of the arguments in the article about TSA is like, well, they should just make like the antimicrobial hand gels, what do they call purifiers, available at every station when you're going through security. That's only going to create or facilitate more disease because, as we've talked about, there's resistance. The microbes have already developed resistance to those things. And, as I've said before, the benzyl alcohol, the triclosans, they create leaky hands. Leaky hands, my friends. This means that germs now have access to you through your skin, through your earth suit, as we call it, into your body, where now you have secondary or tertiary immune responses, not as easy as when your microbiome is intact on your skin and your skin is intact, that would normally protect you from these so-called external exposures. So, we can blame TSA, rightfully so, as the cause of all disease on airplanes. What do you think? Little stretch, just a little.
Well,
stretch.
I'm just wondering, how is it we're even alive right now? Because I think airplanes and airports existed prior to the TSA, and people got in and out of airplanes and touched the doorknobs and sat in seats and stuff like that. How is it now
mm-hmm.
that we're supposed to be just, you know, deathly afraid
sure.
of germs on plastic trays in airports when people have been using airports and train stations? And,
right.
And
well,
those germs existed then, didn't they?
They did. But the ramping up seasonally, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, heading into the fall months, back to school, this is when the flu shot propaganda kicks into gear. And I think they don't care whether it's called flu or measles or cholera, the fear induction are all of these words. They create a stimulus response, and they know it. Because most people don't, let's be honest, most people don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I mean, we've got two or three people that listen. That's good. But beyond that, everybody else is in trouble. So those of you who do listen or are new listeners, here's some opportunity that we're going to take for the next 2 minutes before we break. We have strategies that we have developed here that are not mine necessarily, but of course I adopt them, that you could take with you before traveling. And we'll succeed even in the midst of these ridiculous outbreaks, whether they're real or imagined, on airplanes. Don't use the hand sanitizers. If you want to sanitize your hands safely without harming your skin, utilize the silver hydrosol spray. Get some Sovereign Silver or Gen 23, spray it on, or get the gel form. Rub the gel lightly and not till it's dry. Let it do its thing. Or, like you said, the combination of the two you could use. That alone is going to neutralize any of these offending exposed scenarios. But you're not going to cause leaky hands. You're going to heal tissue, reduce inflammation, and your microbiome is not going to be destroyed or upset and imbalanced through that. Now, in terms of internal milieu, of course, probiotics we've talked about. Yesterday, in fact, I talked about them extensively, why they fail, why they can be dangerous. It's because of the home that they're given. So if your home is inflamed, we look to reduce that inflammation and heal tissue. The Silver Aloe Protocol for the gut recovery is important. Then probiotics can successfully be used to enhance the immune response. Beta-glucan, which we've talked about from Better Way Health for years, has more science than just about anything in terms of validating the pathways of how it modulates the immune system. That means it enhances the kung fu of your own immune cells so that you're less likely to succumb to any of these issues. Now, when I'm traveling, I'm going to increase my selenium. Let's just say at a baseline I'm taking 200 micrograms a day. I'm typically taking 300 micrograms a day. I'm just saying on average, that's what I'll do. Could be more. Could be 450 micrograms a day of the 100% whole food selenium. But I'm going to increase that during times of travel because I know that my greatest defense in terms of all of my cell function, detoxification, everything, is based on adequate levels of selenium. Now, I don't mean to oversimplify things, but I'm telling you, these strategies work. And while I'm on the plane, guess what? I've got my silver hydrosol spray. I'm spraying it in my eyes, my ears, my nose, my throat. And that is going to get me through it. While everybody else is succumbing around me, I'm going to be just fine. And this has happened time and again. People report on that. And if you should succumb, you will have the tools to navigate much more healthily, get out of it much quicker, have maybe perhaps less severe manifestations of it. You can take homeopathic aconitum napellus at the first sign of anything. That's aconite. Yes, it is Latin, Super Don. I'm not backing down. In homeopathy, we must use Latin. I've probably thrown out too many things in this short segment, but I want you to have some ideas and things to do when you're traveling to the Trinity Live conference later this month. All right, well, that's it for the segment. Then we're gonna jump ahead to our next segment, which I'm gonna telegraph to you. We're gonna have a little bit of a cannabis update, and after that, the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. Some very, very important information about federal attacks on homeopathy, specific to Dr. King. And Brian Hooker is going to join us, and we'll talk about glyphosate's manifestation everywhere and the danger and threat, the very real threat to your health, including through vaccination. So we got that and a whole lot more on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, folks, if you don't want to travel in planes, maybe electric cars are your thing. Maybe you got a Tesla, maybe you want a Tesla, or maybe not. Apparently, it's not Nikola Tesla, it's the guy Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
He may be tanking his company on purpose. He was on Joe Rogan yesterday doing what?
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back one time. Yes, that's right. Elon Musk lit it up on Joe Rogan yesterday, his podcast, and apparently his stock tanked and his middle management executives are running for the exits. I don't believe it for a second, Super Don, but it apparently was an entertaining episode of the Joe Rogan Experience.
As are most of his interviews, but I had never seen him interview Elon Musk before.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's kind of, he's odd and eccentric, but I kind of like the guy, mm-hmm. Where he kind of comes from and stuff, but it was appearing to be a good interview, and then... Mm-hmm. I guess at the end of the interview, which I missed, Rogan, who is an advocate of cannabis, and he quite often will smoke during his shows that he does live on YouTube, lit up a blunt and shared it with Elon Musk. And according to what I read, Elon got text messages during this interview where people were going, "What the hell are you doing? Why are you smoking weed?"
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't have a problem with it because it was legal. And so he did. And apparently this morning he lost his stock went down and lost like $3 billion.
Right. That's an
as a result
blunt.
Of this.
Yeah.
And his CFO
mm-hmm.
apparently resigned. His chief people person, like the, you know, human resources person, is gone.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I mean, all he did was smoke a little weed during the Joe Rogan podcast, where it's perfectly legal in California. Why are people freaking out? Why is his company tanking as a result?
Well, and I you know, before I saw this article, you mentioned we were going to talk about it, and I said, you know what, I don't buy this for a second that it's because he was smoking weed on Joe Rogan that the stock tanked or that his executives are departing. I pointed out that this is a kind of a ruse, the Tesla company. I mean, yes, they're awesome looking cars, and if you've ever been in one, they will throw your head back with torque like you wouldn't believe. But the reality is they wouldn't exist without government subsidy. And it's true if we go back in history to the entire automobile industry, how they set this thing up, government facilitated kind of a monopoly on transportation. And innovation was stifled because there were companies and innovators that could produce cars that could get 100 miles to the gallon, etc. That's not a mystery. But the reality is they wanted consumables, and that's very profitable. In the case of Tesla, of course, it's a sucker bet. Because, and this was our buddy Liam Sheff, I hear him speaking about this, that you actually burn more, as they call, fossil fuels in the production of a Tesla car than you would ever make up for in the life that it never has to use gasoline, you know, when you're running it. So is it really a better? Yeah, there are no emissions ultimately, but in the production of those cars and the batteries in particular, they're raping the land, man, strip mining these rare earth minerals to make this happen. So the pollution that is produced in the production, is it really offset over the life of that vehicle? Much less, would it exist without the government subsidies that allowed it to get this far? So for me, it isn't about, it's a convenient excuse to say, oh yeah, he was smoking weed on Joe Rogan, therefore I'm leaving the company. I think there are problems that these executives are seeing. Their jobs are in jeopardy and they're getting out before the ship goes down.
So they're using that as an excuse.
That's my opinion. Yeah. Okay. And I'm not like an expert on it, but that's my sense of it. I intuitively feel like this is a scam. And yes, it's a really cool scam, a sci-fi Star Trek-y car scam, but, you know, enjoy it while you can, because I don't think it's going to last.
I'll take a Tesla.
You'll take a Tesla?
Yeah. Want to give it to me? Absolutely.
I think something more environmentally friendly is growing cannabis. So there you go.
There you go.
That's what I'm doing. Anyway, folks, we got a really big show. We're in the midst of a really big show heading into the weekend. Want to remind you about the Trinity Conference coming up, trinityconference.org. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got a very serious issue of discussion with Healing Revolution coming up in just a few moments with Dr. Frank King. The FDA is all up in his grill, as we say. And I don't buy it for a second what they're trying to do, because he's playing good boy scout with them. They are trying to destroy him and his company. And I want you to support Dr. King's remedies. We're going to talk about it with Dr. Frank King. The next hour, we've got Brian Hooker talking about glyphosate, its infiltration not only into every food you can imagine in the environment, but even injectable vaccines. That's important stuff, too. Stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. It's here. It's now. It's on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
On the count of three.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
A revolution will be broadcast.
Say you want a revolution.
The healing revolution is on, and I am taking my Dr. King's remedies every day. In fact, yesterday I took some advanced arnica just because I was out working the garden for so many hours. Feel great. Now, the healing revolution obviously having an impact because there's seemingly pushback from what I call the Fear and Death Administration. That's my nickname for the FDA. Dr. Frank King is on here to describe what is really going on, what are the facts of the matter, and I'm encouraging all y'all to buy more of Dr. King's remedies in protest of what the FDA is saying because it's just nonsense in my opinion. Dr. King, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, good to be back there, Robert, my brother from another mother, and fellow healing revolutionist.
Yes.
And,
well,
we are definitely like to share, sometimes it's good to hear some of the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the facts are very important. We've chosen, we could fight the FDA and 2 and 3 years later win and lost. They can try to shut you down just because you fought back. So my thinking is, you know, we've been going the high road. We've been taking the high road to take everything we do to a much higher level. And, you know, here's the facts on this. Last June, we discovered we had a periodic microbials show up in our water system. And we addressed it and did everything we could to try to fix that. And we never, ever released a product that was bad.
Okay.
You know, we tossed a lot of product away that didn't test out. You know, we test both before bottling and after bottling.
Right.
And do everything to the nth degree. Make over 1,000 different products, both for ourselves, our brands, as well as, you know, other companies' brands of products. Now, the issue here was, you know, we were always been open, transparent with the FDA. We shared this with the FDA. We would never, ever hide anything from the FDA. You know, we told, you know, always be truthful and be that true, transparent self. And in that, doing that, the FDA got really aggressive. We were 2 weeks in a annual audit. And, you know, sometimes keeping us there, you know, 14 or even 16 hours in a day, just trying to exhaust us. And, you know, we look afterwards, we thought, wait a minute, the rules are they're supposed to only be there during the working hours.
Right.
Anyway, we bent over backwards, doing all the right things, and we were just shocked that the FDA came back afterwards, after this two-week exhaustive audit, and sharing everything. And when you add up everything that we chose like to go ahead, like they suggested, we recommend you recall everything, or we're going to put a warning out not to use King Bio products. I went, well.
Well, see, the FDA, Dr. King, they're going to say that, and then they're going to do it anyway. This is just the way they're duplicitous in this regard. And, you know, to push back on them is very important. Now, folks, I'm just going to tell you there's a voluntary recall, but based on a fraction of whatever that you didn't even let out. And I'm still taking my Dr. King's remedies. And I just said there's no. How many consumers were harmed or complained over the issue of this thing?
We're still yet to find one.
Where is that one? It's not happened yet.
Usually you got somebody coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, and just trying to ride, get a free something.
Sure. No, that happens. But, Dr. King, last week we described a drug, a diabetes drug, whose side effects include the rotting of male genitalia off of your body. And the FDA basically said, just put out a warning. No recall. To give you perspective on that, this is a wholesale, full-on attack on homeopathy. We've been talking about it. They're aggressively going after the main competition to allopathic pharmaceuticals. This is outrageous. And folks, this is just, in my opinion talking. I'm not talking for Dr. King. I just want to let loose so I can sleep well at night, Dr. King. I love you as a brother. You know that. And I know what you're doing there. And, I feel this is just ridiculous. It's an outrageous attack. And, I want the people out there to support you and get those remedies.
Well, they do. They know how to hurt you. You know, when they have you, you go ahead and recall everything, and they're holding back. We jumped through every hoop. We put over $2 million in over the last year and a half in cutting-edge laboratory upgrades and HEPA filtration systems and antimicrobial floors and that are seamless floors and seamless ceilings and environmental monitoring and state-of-the-art new water system, and showed that all these things, he showed zero spec and good, you know, but they still said, well, we want you to recall everything or we're going to put a warning out to not use King Bio products. I went, but, you know, here's where it's at, and everything tests clean and clear. The lab tests show this.
Yes.
Here, even from these dates, 100% clean, no issues, no out of specs before these dates and after this other date, just a window, they didn't care.
Well, I almost would have gone for the go ahead, FDA, tell everybody not to buy it, because the people that are our customers and those that are drawn to homeopathy don't trust you, the FDA. And so it might have been, you know, that whole argument that there's no such thing as bad publicity. It's all publicity. But I get it. You know, you got to run a business. You got to make your best decisions here in this regard. It's voluntary. The retailers that are listening to this program, I don't see any concern at all. I don't have any concern. My family, my wife, my kids use Dr. King's remedies, and I continue to do so because I know of your dedication to the purity of those formulations and the remedies and the water that you use.
Well, thank you, Robert. And we've gone the high road. We did make some really great advancements. We're almost to the point of being what we call sterile product, where we can make injectables and eye drops if we so choose to.
Yes.
Don't want to go there. But there is such an aggressiveness, and it seems to be selective, you know, and so the world needs to know the truth. And the truth is, I really encourage, and I just want to put the word out to everyone, from the consumers to doctors to the stores to our pet products to our human products, that we are working to do everything and doing additional validations to meet the highest standards that the FDA can, you know, highest hoops to go through. And, hey, I'm okay with that. And we, like I said, we put over $2 million into our lab systems over the last year. We've put over $1 million just in lab tests, you know, in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're going the extra miles, and we'll see. I mean, they're still waiting. There's a couple little validations. Every type of stainless steel we got samples of, that we're challenging everything to the nth degree, you know, with all, every kind of microbe you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to show that every type of hose, every type of different stainless steel, every type of tubing or piping and everything is being challenged and showing it's all good, clean, and the processes keep it clean.
Yes.
And so, you know, again, we're talking a fraction of 1% in a short window of product that, you know, and yet we've done this total recall.
Yeah.
This is very devastating because everything comes off the shelves. So I ask the retailers, be patient with us. We hope within a week that we have proven everything that they've asked for to the nth degree. You know, and if this isn't happening, if they're still dragging us on and just trying to put us out of business, you know, yeah, this has got to go more public.
Right.
It's got to.
Well, and that's what I'm concerned about, because, again, we've seen global attacks on homeopathy as it grows in popularity and use. And you have been an innovator in the field of homeopathic medicine to provide these water-based remedies for people that don't want sugar pellets and don't want alcohol in it. And so because of this, I think they may have targeted you as an innovator. And yet, you know, you're bending over backwards to try and meet the demands of this rogue organization, again, in my opinion, and the bureaucratic oligarchy is doing its worst damage that it can to good companies such as yours, and I want to see this not be a terminal scenario that we must push back. And y'all out there, get the word out. Dr. King's remedies are awesome. I utilize them. My family utilizes them. And recognize this for the witch hunt that it is.
Well, thank you, Robert. And, you know, you were a truth seeker, and we all need to be. You know, it is something I really want to say. I ask all, united we will stand and overcome this. Divided we will fall. And, you know, that's the issue here, is we need to stay united. So I'm asking those stores for their patience in getting new product back out to the stores.
Yes.
Holding on to our shelf space, and pay for our customers to be faithful, you know, stick with us, understand the truths, so we can take proper stands in protecting our health freedom. And this is something, because if this attack works as they're trying to work, and they're trying to work, this would work us out of business in a short period of time if this is successful, on their part. And, you know, and that is it. Financially, we could run out very quickly and not be able to continue. So I ask everyone's support in this scenario. There's going to always be some people that will try to ride and get freeloaders, if they would. Like I said, there is no report of anyone hurt. We're talking about Pseudomonas fluorescens primarily as, you know, the microbe, which, you know, if you took a bite on a little cuticle sticking up on your finger, you get more than we would find in a...
Yeah, no, I mean, perspective is in order, Dr. King. This is ludicrous. There's no one that's been harmed by it. There is no even accusation that 100% of the products are even affected. It was a fraction of a percentage point, and you didn't release them to the public anyway. So where do we go from here? All of y'all in the health food store industry, if you've got Dr. King's products, I wouldn't even remove them from the shelves. There's no real risk. In my opinion, again, I'm just saying, but in the meantime, supporting the good works of the healing revolution here, very important to me, just as a mission-oriented guy that I am, that we're bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you, and there are those that are sabotaging these efforts, and I believe they are in the bureaucratic oligarchy and the FDA, and we've talked about this with Jonathan Emord over the years as well. He's written about it extensively. So, Dr. King, any particular message you want to leave for our audience today?
I just want to, apologize for any type of inconvenience this could have been to anybody. And ask you for, your support.
Yes.
This is a time where we take stand together.
Yep.
and pass the word on, share the truths, and that, we are here. This has been our lifelong calling.
He's been standing up for our health freedom. You stand up for Dr. King's, and we'll keep checking back with you. The healing revolution continues.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, since the FDA has, no better things to do than attack homeopathy, why don't you and I, Super Don, figure out how to solve the opioid crisis before the hour's up? Would that be fair to do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, first we got to get rid of kratom, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's an opioid, right?
Yeah.
So we got to get rid of that.
And CBD from hemp, I mean, my gosh, yeah, it's not an opioid, but yeah, you know, people aren't going to know the difference if we just say it's like that. It's dangerous. We'll just say it. Yeah. People will believe it. Just like they're going to believe everybody's going to die because they go on an airplane and they're going to get a germ, right?
Yes. So, liquid marijuana. We got to get rid of that CBD.
So we've just partway solved it, but according to a new study, apparently the real way to solve the opioid crisis is to go after surgeons who do nose jobs.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Man,
that's right.
That's the source of the epidemic right there.
Right there. Rhinoplasty overdosing. Wow.
This is for real. You can't make this stuff up, man.
They did a study
and they found out that they reviewed 173 nose surgery cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Performed at Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, and they found that the docs were overprescribing the opioids. In other words, the people getting nose jobs were not using the amount of opioids that they were prescribing.
Oh, all right. Well, okay, so this is a convenient way. You get a nose job, you get opioids, you can profit and probably pay for your surgery and more by selling the opioid pills that you don't use. Now, Super Don, have you had a rhinoplasty? Have you had a nose job?
I have not had a nose job, no.
Well, you know,
I've been considering a Brazilian butt lift, though, I must say.
That's injectable concrete, or is that something else? I don't know how that works, but...
I don't know.
You're probably not, because anything that, when it comes to that, you don't even want to do coffee. So, what are you saying? Now, I have had a nose job, Super Don. I have had it. It's called rhinoplasty. It was...
Oh, really?
Yes, it was prescribed to me in my youth. Because I had one summer broken my nose at least three times, maybe more. And, you know, I've said this in this context. I've said the doctors took pity on me. I couldn't breathe out of my nose. So they said, let's give him bigger holes. Right? You've heard me say that over the years, haven't you? Or is that just a memory?
I believe I have. No,
yeah. And that's basically a way of me saying, yes, I was prescribed a rhinoplasty. Basically, it's the deviated septum surgery. And a lot of people will get their nose fixed based on that because insurance will cover it if the doctors say, the ENTs say, it's a deviated septum. Never mind that your septum is deviated by God because it's designed to flow that way. But they open up the holes of my nose bigger. They probably took a bump off of my nose for all I know. I can't remember at this point. And made me a prettier nose. And it was paid for by insurance. But the holes, they were just there to be receptacle for just the same amount or more snot that was there before. and that was not solving my problem. But in this case, and I don't recall being prescribed opioids way back when. Maybe they gave me Tylenol, codeine, I don't know, but I remember having that once for a strep throat, and I got so vomitously sick because the codeine made me nauseous. That was not pleasant. That did not help at all. So if indeed the case is that we're now prescribing rhinoplasties and then post-operatively opioids, I didn't have an opioid, so maybe it is an over-prescription scenario, and maybe they are taking advantage of it, so maybe that would solve the opioid crisis. What do you think?
How about no? Okay. This is another one of those statistical drops in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
I mean, again, it's like they want to make it appear like they're doing something,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but they're really not doing what is going to make a significant change.
Right. Well, here's what will. This is how you do it.
Okay.
You go back to the originator of the problem, and you say, you're the guy that created this mess. We're going to pay you to fix it. You can profit off of both ends of the equation here. In fact, Richard Sackler, member of the family behind OxyContin, he was granted a patent just for that reason. Yes, the maker of OxyContin says, we've got a treatment for you, and you're going to pay through the nose. Why not? Why not?
And, I mean, this is what makes people not trust pharmaceutical companies. When they see this, you know, they created the problem, and they profited billions and billions of dollars. Now they're going to let them profit off of a treatment for the problem that they created.
Yeah.
I mean, should they be responsible for helping clean up the problem? Absolutely. Should they profit from it? Man, it really leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Well, listen, this is like the big spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who came up with Corexit? BP. BP profited off of the chemical cleanup.
BP
that was also,
stands for big profits.
Yeah, big profits. So, folks, this is business as usual when you allow big government to dictate who gets to solve problems that are created by those very same entities. Again, it's lunacy, it's idiocy, it's insanity. But we don't participate in that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you that Brian Hooker's coming up next and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Nonsense fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.